We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, but you can also stream us live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We're going to connect with Cakes here momentarily. He, of course, has been in Vegas for the World Series of Poker. Almost 10,000 people entered the World Series. The entry, I believe, is $10,000. Prize pool, well over $10 million. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he was in the top 100 players.
No, the prize pool is well over $10 million. It's $10 million to the winner, okay. I believe. Yeah.
I think I said over.
Yeah, okay. But it's like $10 million to the winner, and then if you make a final table, I think you start at like $1 million. And then the next is like $1.3 million, then $1.7 million, whatever. Or maybe second place is like $5 million, something like that.
All right, Cakes is with us. He's actually joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Money Metal Cakes, living up to the money part of the name.
Johnny boy.
What's up, boys? What's up? I'm just wandering through the Vegas airport, just like vagrant, nice. Just waiting to board my flight. What's up?
I enjoyed some of your videos. You didn't seem to be outside very much, but you were outside with the misters, and it seemed like you probably was just dealing with heat for...
Well, he's out there. Time of the year.
I know, he's there for 2 minutes, and you probably were feeling it, because you're inside 99% of the time.
Dude, the only time you can really go outside in Vegas is at night. You just can't go. It's like 108 degrees in the middle of the day. Like
yeah. This time of year is the worst time to be there.
Your skull.
Yeah.
It's so hot. I mean,
you get out of the cab or your Uber and it just hits you like a ton of bricks.
So congratulations, first and foremost.
Yeah. Thank you. You had some
time to process it and like wake up. How does it feel?
I feel great about it, man. I mean, this is like the biggest, most difficult poker tournament in the world, and for me to enter it the first time and find a cash and get a slight pay jump, I mean, I'm super happy with the way it turned out. I'd play the event again in a heartbeat. I mean, it's such a great structure, especially for somebody like me who's patient, will wait for hands, will wait for spots,
yeah,
like 2 hour levels. I mean, you're not going to find a better poker tournament anywhere, Yeah, I'd play it again, and I loved it.
You're going to go back.
The fact that I cash is cherry on top.
Yeah.
You'll be back next summer.
I'm sure he'll work something out with those guys.
I hope I'll be back. I mean, I want to be back. Definitely want to play again.
Explain what happened. So you had the good fortune You played so well the first couple of days. You had the good fortune, right? You got it in, what, kings versus aces, and you spiked the king, right? And that got that was on day three. And is that the hand that got you up to 500K?
That's the hand that vaulted me over the 500K chip mark.
Right.
I think it put me like 60th or 70th in the room at that point in chip count.
So I assume you got it all in?
Yeah, see, the dude with aces was tricky because the first guy in the hand had it was a crazy hand. First guy in had queens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
He raises. The guy with aces flats.
Right.
That's right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What does that mean?
I'm like, well,
he called the bet.
Sorry if this is poker nerdy.
Yeah.
EB can assist with that. So he flats the bet. So I'm like, well, I've got pocket kings. There's no way I'm just flatting here. I'm raising.
Yeah.
So I raise. Can't remember what the raise was to. I'm the worst with hand history, so
yeah.
I apologize. So anyway, I raise. The guy with queens goes in the tank for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, thinking about it. And look, he's got a real decision there. He's got pocket queens. He has a real hand.
Mm-hmm.
So he mucks.
Mm-hmm.
Guy with aces jams.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. well, there's no way I'm folding.
What does jamming mean?
He gets it all in.
Puts all his chips in because I had him covered. I had more chips than him. He jams his chips in. I'm like, well, there's no way he has aces because he would have raised with aces.
Mm-hmm.
All the chips go in. He just casually flips his hand over. One ace, mm-hmm. two aces. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How is this setup hand happening mm-hmm. when I've got the second nuts free flop? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get... crippled. I mean, I wouldn't be out, but I would be crippled at that point. I'd probably be down to like,
right.
I don't even know, like 60K or something like that. I'd have nublets in front of me,
right.
but I'd still be able to play.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm just resigned to, taking a beat. And then right in the window, bam, a king.
You hit the king.
I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Right. Home run.
What did he say anything?
No, I could tell he was a good player. Like, He'd taken beats before.
He's seen it all. He knew that was possible. All right. Yeah. So, but here was my greater point. All right. So, I didn't understand that at the time. I was like, how did Cakes get up to 500K? And then you're sitting pretty at that point. I mean, you're really cruising. And then I have to go to bed or whatever. And I see that you wake up with 210. So, was that just a slow bleed, or were there one or two hands that really hurt you? Because once you got down to 210, you still had a little bit of play. But I could tell where this was trending at that point.
Yeah, it was kind of a slow bleed after that. I had a multiple bracelet winner on my left after that.
Was that Ike Haxton, who's an absolute monster?
No, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
So after I got up to 528, there was a dude named Bryce Yawkey sitting directly to my left, who whenever I would raise, he would just 3-bet right in my face and like move me off of pot. So I was like, I'm not going to challenge this guy unless I got the nuts, unless I have something like a hammer or flock on a hand. So I drifted down to about 210, but then I started seeing how many people were busting, and I was like, I have enough of a stack where if I just play premium hands and don't get too frisky,
I can
knit fold to a min cash.
Yeah.
So that was my goal then was get to the cash.
Right.
Get to the cash, and then I'll have somewhat of a stack that I can spin up and maybe make a few pay jumps, and then if I go on a run, who knows what happens, but. Yeah, I was on chip lockdown.
So what did you have when I had the bubble?
200K left.
When the bubble broke, how much were you sitting on after having to kind of probably have the blinds eat you up a little bit?
So that was day four. And by the way, you mentioned Ike Haxton. He was sitting directly to my left. And for those people that don't know, he has $55 million in career earnings.
No, he's literally a genius.
That is crazy.
He's literally a nerd genius.
Okay? Uh-huh. It's like I was sitting down next to a guy with a wizard wand. Okay?
Yeah, like he's like a genius.
A sick poker player. Like, like one of the best poker players in the world. And dumb Johnny Cakes is sitting to his right.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, he was sitting on my left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you beat him in any hands?
I wouldn't get anywhere near that dude in a hand.
I did shove my stack in with my second to last hand. I got ace queen in against ace 10 with the guy on my right. So then I doubled up to about 315 there. That was after the bubble burst. Cause once the bubble bursts, then I can actually play.
Mm-hmm. You know how many big blinds did you have left? The kind of the standard rule of thumb for people that don't play poker is kind of at 10, you got to get it in. It's either shove or fold.
Yeah.
Right. So how many did you have? Once the bubble burst.
Once the bubble burst, I probably had 20 bigs.
Okay.
And then I got up to about 40 once I doubled with ace queen over ace 10.
Oh, so you could have settled down a little bit.
I did.
Okay.
I actually did settle down, but then, you know, the blinds came around, and then I got down to about about 170K.
Yeah.
And then the blinds were up to 5, 10, and 10K big blind ante.
Oof.
So then I was just like, it's go time. You know, there's no raising, min raising. It's shove fold time. And I was in one of the blinds. I had ace king. Dude in late position makes it 18K. I look down and see ace king.
Uh-huh.
I ship them all in there. He snap calls me with kings.
Yeah.
Can't find an ace.
Right.
And then I'm busted.
Right.
I mean, the bust out happened so quick. It was crazy. I was just sitting there like, oh, it's over. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It was surreal. I was like, oh, I have to get up now.
Right.
I have to leave my seat.
Hey, no, how many times were you? How many times were you approached by people who offered you illicit drugs during the trip?
Okay, so let's see. I was definitely approached by one guy for coke, like the second night that I was there.
Okay.
I was hanging out on the strip, like at a street, like a corner bar right outside of Paris. So then I was coming back from like outside of Planet Hollywood, and a guy was like, he's like, hey, man, you want some weed with that drink? And I had like a Diet Coke from Taco Bell. Like, I wasn't even walking around with like a real drink. And he's like, you want Coke? And I was like, nah, dude, I'm good. So I think it was at least two or three times I was propositioned for drugs, and probably a half dozen by the various ladies of the night who just trolling the lobby bar at Paris.
Oh, right.
I mean, you just can't avoid them, dude. They're like right near the door. Like, if you're going to leave the property, you're going to walk by hookers.
Can I be honest? Were any of them like remotely attractive?
Not really. I didn't get that size.
Didn't we go one time? I think Cakes was part of this trip. It was somebody's bachelor party where we went with a group of 20 people.
Yeah.
And one guy saw a hooker that he knew from back in the day.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I vaguely remember
it.
That was one of Horse Camp's trips.
Yes.
It wasn't Tommy, but I mean, yeah.
Right. It was somebody.
Yeah.
Well, dude, man, congratulations.
Hey, dude, you've been there 7 days. What time's your flight?
Dude, like 7 days is way too long in Vegas.
I know.
This is by far the longest Vegas trip I've ever done in my life.
What did you do in your off days? Because you had a couple of off days. Did you catch a show? What'd you do?
I'm sure I caught a show. Are you kidding?
What did you
do? I would hang around in my hotel room. I'd walk over to the CVS and buy cheap beers, so I didn't have to spend $12
per
beer.
Just get yourself in a hotel.
Paris.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, didn't you play poker one of those days?
Oh, yeah. My off day, I played the Deep Stack tournament. Got felted from that. And then I went straight to the 1-3 cash game, and then I started hemorrhaging cash there. And I was like, I got to take a break.
Jason was like, I can't believe we played 4 days. Nancy played 5 days.
Did you go into the sports books?
I casually walked by them. I didn't place any bets.
You didn't place any
bets. It was a very poker-centric trip.
Right.
Hey, I bet you can't wait to come back to talk about Terry McLaurin's contract.
Yeah. Can they sign him already? I mean, what's going on? Can they sign him and put him in the silly new uniforms already? What is happening here?
Hey, I know your original agreement was 65% to 35%. You think they'll bump that up a little bit, maybe give you 50%?
No. I've got the cash in my backpack right now as I speak, as I'm just doing laps in this massive airport.
Oh, okay. What time's the flight?
Yeah. Flight is at 6:10.
Oh, you can't wait to get out of there.
6:10. I cannot wait.
Probably the first one out.
Will you dabble with the one-armed bandit?
No, I was a little bit tempted because I'm just walking as I'm talking, and there's definitely a big bank of slot machines, and they do try to reel me in, but I have some discipline. Old Johnny Cakes from back in the day would have been saddled up to the PGA Tour grill with like a 24-ounce beer and probably doing the slots, but I've evolved.
Yeah, Jay from Olney at one point said he had a system on slots.
Yeah, the system was I got lucky the first few times, and there is no system.
Right.
There's a reason that
he claimed he had a system.
I've learned there is no system.
Right. Well, listen, dude, it was awesome sweating you. I know you enjoyed everybody kind of cheering you on. I mean, at one point, allegedly, and I guess I believe it, that you were trending locally. Like, cakes was trending locally from everybody
It's crazy, man. I do definitely appreciate all of the support and the sweats from people. I mean, I had people reaching out on Twitter that were like, I don't even know anything about poker. Poker's boring, but I was riveted by the run you had. And mm-hmm. I mean, even you mentioned Adina, like, was sweating the run, you know? So, yeah, so, like, casual people kind of got swept up into it because, look, it's not easy to afford a 10K buy into a poker tournament. So right. A lot of people kind of,
with
like,
such a big payout. With such a big payout, potentially, yeah. You know? And as you're getting closer and closer and you're spinning up a stack, it gets exciting.
Did you start to dream about Final Table?
No, I didn't have those dreams. My dream was basically to cash and then just get a little pay bump. Mm-hmm. And if I got lucky, you know, get a few more pay bumps. But overall, very happy with the trip, the way it played out.
Is the term, you've used that term a few times, and pay bump, is that?
Like each well, you know, there's a slot. Like
the minimum cash was $15,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So everybody that survived the bubble makes 15 grand. Mm-hmm. So the pay bump is the next pay jump, basically. Mm-hmm. So from 15 to 7, I made it to 17.5, and the next one would have been 20K.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And so on and so on.
So if you would have hit an ace when you went all in with the ace king, you would have been at least at 20 because you would have doubled up there.
Because it was getting kind of close to that pay bump already.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I doubled up there, I could have definitely gotten there. And by the way, there's 10 million up top for the winner.
It's right.
10
million. Unbelievable.
Cakes, when you get home, because you are you guys are empty nesters now. Does Amy?
No, I think Juliet lives with them.
Oh, she is? Well, does she take a class?
Yeah, and Brendan's home for the summer.
Oh, so there won't be like sex as soon as you walk in the door.
No, I would guess no.
Victory buns.
Yeah, I'm going to say victory buns.
Cash
not
buns.
As soon as I walk in the door.
She's missing you, though. Definitely missing you.
By the way, Valdez is getting roasted because he was basically saying that I should take my payout. Like, I should go up to the cage and be like, I want chips. Give me chips. And then take the chips to multiple cashiers and to dodge the tax man. And people were just saying, dude, they give you a W-2, like, right on the spot.
Well, I didn't,
like, there's no dodging the tax.
Well, I never won a 15K or 17 and a 0.5K in a tournament before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. All
so
good.
What was your?
I don't know. They hand you a form right there.
Hey, did you get nervous walking with the bands in your Vuori shorts that you wrote about?
A little bit, because, like, dude, I went to the cash cage and I expect them to give me like the cash in like an envelope. They just hit like. I was ill prepared. Okay, I didn't have a backpack or anything. I just had my running shorts.
Right.
And they just handed me like $17,500, and I was like, I guess I just have to stuff it into my pants. Like, what else am I going to do?
Drabby, what are you doing?
Couldn't you have told them, hey, I need to go get a bag? Can you just hold it? You could have gone to your room.
Dude, there's a million people in there cashing out. They couldn't have been busier. They just want to get.
They just want to get you out.
So you just actually literally stuffed it in your underwear.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No, his running shorts.
Stuffed it into my running shorts, and then I went to the cashier, and I broke some of the big bills so I could break up the portion that I was receiving and the portion that went back to my back.
Right.
It was kind of a wacky scene. Next time, if there's a next time, I'll go there with a backpack.
Aren't you always a backpack guy? I was surprised you didn't have it.
But I'd gone back up to my room and left it there. My brain is in a pretzel right now. You don't understand.
Yeah.
My brain has felt it already. And after 7 days in Vegas of doing nothing but looking at cards and trying to outmaneuver dudes from the Czech Republic who are just wizards and guys who have made $50 million playing poker and I haven't, like, that takes a toll on you, dude, like mentally, physically, the whole thing.
No side trip to the Hoover Dam?
The Hoover Dam. Do you understand how aggressive the guys who want to book trips to go see the Hoover Dam or the Grand Canyon? Like, I'm just out in the morning, like, trying to go get, like, a sausage and egg McMuffin, and they're trying to grab you, like, hey, book this trip. Book this trip to go see the strip in helicopter.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to do that.
No,
I'm sure I'm going to get into Whirly Bird to go look at the Aria from 3,000 feet in the air. No, thank you.
Did you feel totally inferior at every table? Like, did you just feel like a fraud?
No, not at all. That was one thing that I kind of realized is that there's a lot of just rec players there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of recreational players that go out and either they put up the 10K themselves or their home game will buy them in.
Right.
Like, you can tell in a heartbeat who knows what they're doing, who doesn't, who's out of place. Most of the players are generally very good, but you can tell when there's like a pro, like a seasoned pro. You can tell when that dude sits down at your table.
You can tell the difference between Jeff McCauley and the seasoned pro. But McCauley's actually pretty good.
When did McCauley get bounced?
He's a good player. Like, McCauley, he's a very good player. Like, I don't think he cashed. I don't know exactly when he got bounced.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw him a couple times. Paris.
Right.
Were you getting updates like advice from Mikey and some of your poker gurus?
Yeah. Mikey, he was a good tool and resource for me to lean on at certain points. So,
right.
Yeah, I definitely I like to mine people for information.
Right.
All right, great
stuff, buddy.
Good stuff. Good job on TV too, or YouTube, whatever it was, the stream.
Yep. Well, I'm happy to be coming home. 7 days in Vegas, entirely too long. This is a 3 or 4 day trip type of town, not
yes,
7 days.
Yes, I agree.
All right, got to run. I guess we'll see you on Monday, bro.
We'll see you on Monday, buddy.
Yep, we'll see you boys next week. Later.
All right, safe trip, pal.
I believe that's going to be a 4-man show. Rarity in the summers.
I think I will be
That's
here.
That's probably actually. The last one of the summer.
Yeah, because then other people will be going on vacation. Anyway, great job by Cakes. He wins $17,500 in the World Series of Poker. Outlasts like 8,000 donks. So congratulations to Cakes. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.